Chapter 15, Closing. The closing is where everything comes together and the loan is closed and the property purchased if it is a purchase transaction. The closing will either be performed by an attorney or title company depending on what is customary in your state. In the Carolinas, where we close most of our loans, we use attorneys. Closing checklist. I am big on checklist. When closing a loan, you should have a checklist of everything that you want to make sure that is done and that you need to do before closing on a loan. This is important whether you are lending your own money or anyone else's. You could keep the checklist on the computer or print it and staple it in front of the file folder so you always see it when you look at the file. Closing instructions. You, the lender, will send your closing instructions to your attorney or title company with all of the disclosures and loan documents you want the borrower to sign. Your closing instructions tell the closing agent exactly what they need to do. On the following page is their checklist for closing a transaction where you are the lender. Cover letter document. Along with the closing instructions and loan package, you will have a cover letter telling your attorney or title company where to send everything once it is complete. Here is that letter. Types of deeds. There are different types of deeds that a seller can use to convey a property to a buyer. We will go through the different types, but as long as you can get clear title and title insurance on a property, you can make a loan on any property with any of the different types. 1. General warranty deed. 2. Special or limited warranty deed. 3. Quit claim deed. General warranty deed. A general warranty deed is the best type of deed you can receive. This is the kind of deed that is typically used when an individual sells their property to another person. Special or limited warranty deed. A special or limited warranty deed is what is typically used by a bank that has foreclosed on a property. This is standard and normal, and you should not be concerned when you make a loan on a property that was purchased by the REO lender issuing this type of deed. Quitclaim deed. The quitclaim deed is the least amount of protection of any of them. If someone gives you a quitclaim deed, they are basically saying, if I have an interest in this property, I am giving it up. A quitclaim deed is normally used when someone that may have an interest in a property needs to be removed from the deed. For example, if there is a question that a relative may have an interest in a property, the attorney or title company will have them sign a quitclaim deed to remove any question that they have any ownership in the property. Mortgage or deed of trust. Depending on what state the property is located, the borrower will sign either a mortgage or deed of trust. This is the security instrument that shows you have a lien on the property and gives you the right to foreclose if the borrower defaults. It will be recorded at the county register of deeds once signed by the borrower. Promissory note. The promissory note is the borrower's promise to pay. It will spell out the terms of the loan, including payments, length of the loan, and interest rate. Remember, when loaning to a borrower's self-directed account, you cannot make them sign a personal guarantee. This would be a prohibited transaction, and the borrower's retirement account could be put in jeopardy of its tax status. HUD closing statement. The HUD closing statement is what tells everyone everything about the transaction. It tells who bought the property, who sold it, who got what and why, and where all of the money went. Thoroughly read and approve the HUD-1 prior to closing. If you are not quite sure what every single line means on the HUD, then you need to read it over to get a good understanding. Every line is there for a reason, and every line is important. Attorneys and title companies have a software program they use to prepare a HUD, but the information must be input correctly to make the HUD correct. I know it is difficult to believe, but they do in fact make mistakes. Here is a list of some of the things you will want to check on the HUD to make sure they are correct. Check the earnest money deposit to make sure it is being credited and make sure you know who actually has it. Are taxes being debited and credited correctly? Is the address correct for the borrower, the lender, and the property? Is the lender and borrower information correct? Are you loaning to a person or an entity. Just recently, we had to have a HUD corrected that showed the property address as the borrower's home address. Why have all the non-owner occupied disclosures signed and initialed if the HUD is showing the borrower as living there? This is somewhat conflicting. Make sure that checks are being written to the correct parties, especially as a hard money broker. It is confusing to the attorney or title company when a private lender is using a broker to place his deals. How do you split the origination fee? Reading and understanding a HUD is a major part of being a successful lender, borrower, and broker. Protect the interest of everyone involved. Now, after telling you all about the HUD closing statement, I want you to also know that there is no specific law or regulation that requires you to use a HUD closing statement. I have seen many attorneys and hard money lenders simply use a closing statement prepared by the attorney and used in place of the HUD closing statement. As long as it gives notice where all of the money went, then you could use it. However, we do still use a HUD closing statement. Closing protection letter. When closing a loan, the lender should also require a closing protection letter from the attorney or title company. A closing protection letter, sometimes called insured closing letter or CPL, forms a contract between a title insurance underwriter and the lender, in which the title policy underwriter agrees to indemnify the lender for actual losses caused by certain kinds of misconduct by the closing agent. Typically, closing protection letter provisions cover 1, failure to follow written closing instructions to the extent that the instructions A, affect the validity, priority, or enforceability of the mortgage lien, B, require the closing agent to obtain but not to vouch for the validity or effectiveness of a specific document, or C, relate to the collection of funds due to the lender, or 2, fraud or dishonesty in handling the lender's funds or documents. Loan documents. Your closing agent, which is either an attorney or title company, can also prepare your promissory note, deed, deed of trust, or mortgage, depending on what state the property is located in. We currently use a company called DocMagic, www.docmagic.com, to prepare our documents for closings. They are state-specific in what they prepare, and you can change the documents to add verbiage that works for your particular loan terms, such as late fees and non-owner occupied addenda. DocMagic is used by many banks, mortgage companies, and credit unions all over the USA. They guarantee that their loan documents that they prepare are federal and state compliant. Here is how it works. You set up an account and put a credit card on file. When you need to order documents, you simply enter all of the details about the loan, the terms, interest, borrower, and property information. Then DocMagic will prepare and email you the documents to forward to your attorney or title company. And the best part is, they do it all for $35 per loan. Is that great or what? Now you know how much extra profit your bank or lender is making when they charge you a $350 document prep fee. Note and Deed of Trust document. On the next page is a copy of our NC Note and Deed of Trust. Notice the clauses in them to protect us and the lender, such as assignment of rents, acceleration of rate at default, etc. Personal Guarantee document. I also have my borrowers sign a personal guarantee in addition to signing for the entity. I waive this personal guarantee if the borrower must have a non-recourse loan, such as purchasing through a self-directed retirement account. We will cover self-directed accounts more in another section. Closing attorney, title company. You want to find a good attorney or title company that is familiar with working with investors, wholesalers, and hard money lenders. When you find one, they will know what they are doing and are much easier to work with. We have had our attorney prepare a non-owner occupied addendum that we use for every loan, and we have that language embedded in 3 other places in our loan package, including the pre-application page. We go to great extremes to make sure the buyer has no intention of moving into the house, and we request the attorney have his own document stating non-owner occupied is the intent. Our attorney knows us, and he knows the disclosures we need signed and why. Their job is to make sure the borrower understands them as well. When you work with just a few attorneys, all loans close much easier and quicker. At the same time, we would never ask our attorneys for a discount. I know, I hate it when my clients ask me for a discount. I work hard for my money and for their success and believe I should be paid for my service. I feel my attorney deserves the same courtesy. I will only ask for a favor here and there, like squeezing a closing in when they are busy. In addition, I have found some clients who just refuse to use our attorneys and want to use their own. This has been both good and bad. I have found a couple of other really good attorneys should I need replacements for any reason. I have also watched closings take much longer, checks written to the wrong entities, packages going to the wrong addresses, and recordings being held up, meaning the rehab started late, resulting in more payments having to be made and houses going on the market after the prime selling season. As a lender, you may think that it is okay if they make more payments. However, there is a bottom to their pit, and you really are better off not having to deal with the possibility of foreclosure and having to sell the house yourself. I worked with one attorney for a while that just didn't get the back-to-back closing. They insisted that the deed be recorded prior to closing the next loan. Many investors are buying houses from wholesalers who don't actually own the property yet and are unable to assign the sales contract due to seller restrictions. In this case, the wholesaler must close on the property. The wholesaler will have to hold the property, tying up their cash, or worse, get transactional funding and lose some of their profit margin. It is another source of income for the lender, though. The problem is the wholesaler will not want to sell your borrower another house if they have to wait on their money every time. A seasoned investor attorney knows that you can close back to back as long as you record them in order. Assignment of deed of trust mortgage document. When you close a loan and someone else funds it, then you will need to assign the loan at closing to the actual lender. Below is an assignment of deed of trust that we use for North Carolina.